Brandy, can you talk about the pressure that they got on you and whether or not there were some instances where it was just difficult to find people?
Yeah, I mean, I think they have a great front four. I said that during the week. I think they got guys that can really get after the passer. I think throughout the game, they really started doing some spin moves and doing some things, you know, to those guys up front. But I think overall, I think our guys did a great job. I think our offensive line, gave me time to throw. You know, we were some tight coverages, some tight windows to throw into. But I think overall, my offensive line did great. You know, the touchdown pass to Travis, you know, they got through a little late. But, I mean, I felt pretty good other than some play action stuff as far as the protection went all day.
How disappointing not to be able to build on little bit of offensive momentum you guys had last week. You dorked for the touchdown and tried to run the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm speaking offensively. We started too slow, and I think after a week like we had last week, you know, that's disappointing. You know, I think that's the difference in some of these games. I think you can't be where we were in the first half, 0-for-5 or 0-for-6 on third down and doing some things early and expect to win many games. I mean, we got to start faster, and that's on us. And it's. That pretty much sums it up. You put yourself in a hole 14-0. It's kind of tough to dig it out, especially against an offense like that that spreads the ball out and throws it well, and it's tough sledding.
Graham, what were the main problems on those first few series when you guys went 3-and-out?
You know, I don't know. I think a number of things. I mean, one, you got to give them a little bit of credit. You know, they made tackles at the line of scrimmage. They were coming off blocks and doing a good job in a run game, and then when we did complete a pass, they did a great job of tackling. So you got to give them credit. You know, they played a hard fought game. They tackled well and did some things there. But I think that, you know, without seeing it, you know, that was a lot's happened since then. But I think that's kind of the things that stood out to me. I mean, like I said, we went 3-and-out however many times there to start the game. That's tough.
How do you think you played personally?
You know, I felt. You know, if you take away the last throw, I felt like it was a solid day. You know, really. I mean, I threw the ball where it needed to be thrown all day. I felt extremely comfortable in the pocket. I felt like my reads were really good. I felt like I threw the ball accurately. I feel like I had a good day. I mean, the numbers are, again, like we talked about week one. I mean, you know, I take away that last throw. Me and Ben were just talking about it, and he knew I was coming to him because the guy dropped out and the guy just ran right through it. Neither one of us saw him, and he made a great play. But you take away that throw. It was a solid day at work, but without all that being said, the most important thing is we didn't win this game. So, to me, I didn't do enough.
Did you think you had a chance on a couple of those deep balls that got broken up, and did you wish you'd thrown a couple yards farther maybe?
Yeah, you know, he made a great play. I mean, you know, I threw the one to Jordan. I threw out there a little bit. I tried to give him a chance, and I overthrew him a little bit. And you know, Travis can really fly. You know, I did my part. I was trying to really hold the safety, and anytime you hitch for just a second, you got to let it rip when he's running because he can run. And just underthrew that one just a little bit, but, they made good plays. And like I said, I kept him in bounds. You know, the first couple of weeks I threw a couple out of bounds and didn't give my guy a chance to make a play, whereas this week I gave him a chance to make a play. We'll get some of those completed. And I think that's huge for an offense. That's tough on a defense. And we gotta keep taking shots. We'll connect on a few of those.
You know, 0-3 now, Brandon. How do you keep fighting? How do you fight through this?
You know, you just gotta keep your head down. Don't get distracted by what's going on around outside this locker room and keep grinding and doing what we're doing. You know, the simple matter of the fact is we got a short week this week. And so we gotta, you know, even though we lost, we got a tough pill to swallow, we gotta turn around and as crazy as it is, we got to turn around and play on Thursday night. So this locker room's got a lot of level-headed, you know, good, sound, quality guys, and we're gonna stick together. That's what you got to do. You know, I think, you know, none of us want to lose. A lot of us have come from other places, haven't lost a lot of games. We got to continue to fight and stick together, stay positive. I mean, like I said, it's a long season. You know, you can't get distracted by what's going on around you.
The running game just wasn't as sharp as it was last week, and how much did that enter into, you know, the overall offensive struggles, not being able to reestablish the run?
Well, I mean, like I talked about last week, we ran the ball well and we threw the ball well. They kind of go hand in hand, and I think it wasn't a lack of effort on our part. I can tell you that. You know, Trent ran hard. Our offensive line played hard. You know, we just couldn't get anything going, and that's like I said, it's part of playing this game. You know, unfortunately, it's just it's a tough game. But, you know, with that being said, with them doing a great job on the run, we got to find a way to make a play through the air. And, you know, we did that at times, but at times we were able to or weren't able to make a play and we're in a punt.
How do you handle it when a guy makes a drop, maybe especially like on a third down where would have kept the drive going? Do you talk to him? Do you just let go?
Yeah, you know, I usually – you know, this is it's a different deal now. You know, we're all we've done this for a long time. Each guy handles it different. I personally, you know, Greg had the one, and I went up to him and said, hey, listen, you got to stay in it mentally. I'm coming right back to you. You know, we got a lot of football left, and I'm going to throw you the football again. And those were my exact words. You got to stay mentally in it. We need you too much. And that was right before the half. I came in at halftime and told him the same thing, and I said the same thing to Travis. I mean, you know, it happens. You know, it does. It happens. I don't throw a perfect ball all the time. Stuff happens, you know, and you just got to find a way to bounce back and then be able to move forward. When you do make those mistakes, find a way to correct it and keep moving forward. Is that it? Thanks, guys.